making $85,000? I'm sorry. Get off your high horse. Yep. Oh, I'm sorry. Your little ego is so inflated. What you're not even making six figures, dude.
I've been dating my boyfriend for about a year now, and we're starting to talk about marriage. He's Australian, and basically we were talking about finances, and he would want to keep them like completely separate. He earns like a little over double what I earn. He just bought his first house as well. And it concerns me. He also mentioned maybe wanting me to sign a prenup. And I just feel not secure maybe marrying and having kids with somebody who feels, you know, finances should be 100% separate. So we were talking about it last night, actually, and he was saying, well, I don't believe that it would be our money, you know, if we were married. What I earn is like my money.
So it'd be his house, his money, and you just get the privilege of living there at a discounted rate. Is that what this future looks like?
Basically, I don't think he sees it that way, but
you guys are about to share a bed. You're going to have kids and share genetics that are running around in front of you. Like, you're sharing every other part of your life.
And yet you have to Venmo him for Outback Steakhouse.
It's a business relationship, not a romantic, you know what I mean? Not a partnership.
And it causes financial infidelity down the line because you have no say or transparency into what he's doing with money.
Mm-hmm.
He could have a spending addiction that you're totally unaware of because you don't see the account. You don't have access to the account.
Is he bringing in a lot of money? Does he have like millions of dollars in an account that he's bringing in?
No, he's making about 85 and he works.
Okay. All right.
I thought this guy was like a multimillionaire.
I thought he was making like four. I thought he was a surgeon. I thought he was making $500,000 to 600 and you're like, I'm making 150. Yes. I don't know. He's making $85,000. I'm sorry. Get off your high horse. Yep. I can't. I can't. Well, I'm like, I'm sorry. Your little ego is so inflated at 85. Like, 85 is great. Listen, it's great.
Hey, babe, let me handle it. I'm the breadwinner here.
I know.
You know what?
You're not even making six figures, dude.
Like, what happens if you make more than him? Then do you get control of the board?
Well, that's been a lot of my issue because I've told him, you know, if this is how we entered a marriage, at some point, because of some other circumstances, I could see maybe in the future I may earn more. His job is very physical. If he loses it, it's going to be an issue. And if I do earn more later on and you have an issue, I'm going to feel like, well, I hope you figure it out because that's how you treated me. And that's not the mindset I'm wanting
right.
to go
yeah. into. Either way, the relationship is ruined.
And you're already going into scorekeeping, like even that scenario. Yeah. And you're not even married yet. You know what I mean?